Good evening, everyone. This is N2NOV with the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net. It's heard on this frequency every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the various aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. All the frequencies that you could tune into across your radio dial from DC all the way up to light, everything else in between. However, we do not discuss amateur radio topics here, because we have other opportunities to do that throughout the rest of the week. We also talk about who is on these various frequencies, what equipment you would need to tune them in, where you can find sources of information, either in book form, magazines, or on the internet. Anything to help to make this part of the hobby a little bit more enjoyable for you. There's basic ground rules for this net. One, the repeater is located in Midtown Manhattan. It uses a positive shift and a PL tone of 107.2. If you are unable to get into the repeater, either because of distance or you may not have enough energy to get into it, using a handheld in different parts of the city will not cut it. You may not have any working equipment and you're listening on a scanner, or you may not be an amateur radio licensee yet. Still participate. Do that via email. The email address for this net is nydxa@yahoo.com. That's also the email address to use if you'd like to be put on our mailing list to receive hot breaking topics and the NYDXA, Urban DXA newsletter. So if you go in by email on the mailing list yet, you want to be, just drop a note and say that you want to be put on the list. For those who are checking in on the air, you're asked to give your call sign, your name, what town you're checking in from, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you would like to share with the rest of the group. If you're just along for the ride, as you check in, say no traffic. This way we know to go to the next person on the list. So at this point, we'll stand by for the check-ins. Please space it out. Make sure that everybody can get in. And also make sure you have enough energy to get into the repeater and you're not a very noisy signal. This is N2NOV.
N2NOV. Whiskey 2 Golf Uniform with comments.
N2NOV. This is K0NYC. Stephen Queen. No traffic. Just supporting the net.
And WA2SQQ. Checking email.
KA2UIJ, no traffic.
N2NOV. WB2KTV. With traffic.
WB2BIJ. No traffic. Good.
N2NOV. This is KC2JRH, Anthony in Brooklyn. No traffic.
KC2CD Manhattan, no traffic.
N2RVM, Rod, Elmwood Park, no traffic.
2NOV, WA2, Oscar, Kilo, Zulu, Ken, Cranford, no traffic.
N2NOV,
this is N1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut, good evening, no traffic.
N2NOV, this is KC2JXC, Ralph, Bronx County. Good evening, all. No traffic for now.
N2NOV, I'm not sure if I got in. Whiskey 2 Golf Uniform, Will in Tarrytown. I do have a bit of traffic, or actually a comment.
Okay, well, actually, you were the first one I have on the list, W2GU. We also got K0NYC, WA2SQQ, KA2UIJ, WB2KTV, KC2GIK, KC2JRH, KC2CDC, N2RBM, WA2OKZ, N1MLZ, And KC2JXC, and Ralph, please send me your new cell phone number. I wound up calling a woman who had no idea who you were yesterday. I figured you were free for lunch. Okay, who else is checking in?
N21OV. WB2SGT traffic.
N21OV. WA2IWC, Midtown Manhattan, no traffic.
N2NOV. N2NOV, this is KC2XH, Francisco, Manhattan, with no traffic, but I'm checking in Suzanne from Brooklyn, who is listening on her scanner.
Additionally, we have WB2SGT, WA2IWC, and KC2HZH with the scanner listener on the side. Okay, anybody else?
N2NOV, K9NYC, Urban, Brooklyn, supporting no traffic.
Okay, that could be K9NYC. Okay, let's start with the list that we have so far. And we'll pick up additionals when we get to the bottom of the list. Again, if you're unable to get into the repeater, or you don't have a license yet, you can still participate by sending an email to nydxa@yahoo.com. Okay, so first one up tonight is Will up in Tarrytown, W2GU, N2NOV. How's it going tonight, Will?
Hey, good evening once again, N2NOV and the NEDWQGU. The thought that came to my mind, last time we talked about vintage radios, and I wanted to know people's experience with the old power crafters, and especially those gigantic Hammonds, which I love, and also I wonder if people who might have, still have, or used to have the ICOM 9000 receiver, I want to know their experience with it. And also a bit of information, some of you may have a problem getting to some repeaters is because of a sudden change in the weather that and they transmission to some repeaters a little tough tonight because I could not get into the repeaters north of me, and I know the weather has something to do with it. But I'm curious how some of those hormones and the Hammond and the old helicopters from the 1930s, if anybody has ever had them, what their experience was like, and also those of you who might have or have had the ICOM 9000, I'd like to hear what your experience with them are. Back to you, N2NOV and the NET W2GU.
Okay, alright, so we'll have an open opportunity now. Anybody who can answer Will's questions about the older radios. Anybody have or had at one time one of those series of radios that Will's talking about, or may still have it in your shack and maybe you haven't turned it on and felt the warm glow of the tubes yet in quite a long time.
Well, I used to have a Hammer and I really loved it. It was very sensitive, and it was great for picking up even long-distance AM stations as far down to Washington and beyond, and even in the daytime. That's what I loved about that. I wish I could still have it, but it weighs so much, and now I don't have as much space as I used to.
Totally understand, Will. I think there was somebody doubling with you, so that other station got.
KC2JRH.
JRH, go ahead, Anthony.
Okay, I have a Hamelin. I have two of them. I have the SX28A. It was built about 1941 or 42. It weighs about 35 pounds. It's a boat anchor. A beautiful radio, though. Sticks up.
Well, I'll throw into the middle of this. One of my oldest, as far as how long I've had it, two shortwave radios, which has really good reception capability, but lately going to have to go down to have itself tweaked, is my Zenith Transoceanic 600L from the early 50s that I've had in my possession since 1977, and used that
as my main radio for tuning a shortwave broadcast until I picked up a realistic DX300 a few years later. But from what I understand, there is an old-time radio repair shop, not just radios, but the old phonographs and whatnot, on the west side. I think it's between 7th and 8th Avenue, somewhere in the 30s. And somebody gave me a card once, so I have to locate the card. If anybody's interested, I'll forward that information out. But from what I understand, you can actually get repairs done right here in the middle of New York City.
I think I know what place you're talking about. It's called Waves, I believe, W-A-V-E-S. I've been there. They sell radios, and they also do repairs. I think maybe that's the place.
Okay, I have a couple of weak signals in there. Might be the Trapo problem tonight from the changing weather patterns, but Waves, it sort of sounds familiar. I guess a quick search on the internet will tell us if that is them. Okay, yes, there it is. 251 West 30th Street. Bruce Marr is the owner of the company. Phone number 212-273-9616. And his email address, if you need more information, is wavesllc@hotmail.com. Okay, let's you down the list. Bob, W2SQQ, what do we have in email and what's been cooking this past week?
Good evening. Not a whole lot really going on. I did get an interesting email that I'm sure most of you have seen. The city of Newark decided they have a drug problem. And they've created a drug task force. Amazing. You know, you would think they would have had this, but up until now, I guess there was no problem. Well, anyway, there's been very, very sporadic reports that Newark was using a repeater on 460.5, and it wasn't used that often. It appears now that that is going to be the new frequency, 460.5 with a PL of 192.8 for their Central Narcotics Division. Unfortunately, if you live in Bergen County, 460.5 is also Paramus Police. So I don't know how much we're going to be able to copy here, but in any event, it might be worth listening to. It seems that they've finally taken notice to the streets, and might be a lot of action going down. I am putting that in the newsletter, so it'll be in there. Besides that, not a whole lot going on. Just preparing to take a short business trip. And that's it, and a long weekend. So it'll work out nice. And to NLV, WHSQ.
And little trips are good things. Sometimes you can get some things done that way. Recharge your batteries, not to be there for the constant grind of things. Just to let everybody know, Bob and I are both doing a lot of traveling lately. So sometimes he'll be running the net, sometimes I'll be running the net. We'll be bouncing back and forth as we get various projects done and out of the way. So we put each other on alert that in case we can't get here in time, the other one's going to take over. Good tandem operation. This net's been in operation come this March, will be 15 years. And it's through cooperation of various people and what average listener and person who checks in brings to the net every week. Different type of net every single time you tune in, so don't miss out. Some updates. It turns out Waves, the shop in Manhattan, does have its own website. It's waveslc.com. And they have a new email address, which is wavesllc@gmail.com. The shop is open from 11 to 6 Monday to Friday, and from 11 to 5 on Saturday. And they're between 7th and 8th Avenue. And from the pictures on the site, it looks like they cover a whole bunch of different things. Phonograph, old microphones. There's even a link back to them from an antique radio website that they even had parts if you want to fix your own equipment. So it's like a good source. Okay, next up on the list with traffic we have is WB2KTV. Set, Steve. And 20B.
And 20B in the group, WB2KTV. Good evening, everybody. That wave company and site sounds very interesting. It's in the same building, by the way. If there are any musicians out there, I'm sure you recognize the address instantly. The same building as Rode Music, that is a big purveyor and repairer of musical equipment. They're up on the 10th floor. I guess I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they have some of the same technicians working for both companies. It would be a hand-in-hand business as far as I can see. Pitch and that sort of thing. Quick response to W2GU. The HQ-129 was what got me interested in shortwave radio listening, and then Hammond back since 1965. And it was my very first all-nighter that I ever pulled at the ripe age of 11 when I went over to a friend's house and he had one. He didn't even like the radio very much. He said that he'd seen better radios. But to me, it was a real ear-opener, and I sat up all night with headphones clamped on my ears listening to that thing. Well, that was fun. My questions / comments are two, and they're both very brief. Number one, Charlie, over the last couple of months, you've sent out a bunch of frequencies since the last time Bush was in town, and I finally got around to plugging them into my scanner. I don't know why I waited so long. And, of course, they're all now dead quiet. What I want to know is this correct? Or have I done something wrong, and I'm receiving in the wrong mode? And number two was there are some frequencies in there that I did not plug in, that I did not put into the radio, which might be a trunking system and might not. I was wondering if you remembered, if you run about any trunking systems to put it. They look like they might be. They're all in the 400 megahertz range. And Bob SQQ, I was wondering if you were if you still had time to take a look at a .mem file from my BCD.9 and 6T to see if I put these things in correctly. I get a hit on one or two frequencies during the day. Never any audio from them. Just a little digital noise, and that's about it. Which means me to believe I've done something wrong. Back to that, WB2KTV.
I'm sorry, did you say you sent the EMM file? Or are you asking me if you can?
Yeah, I'm asking you if I can.
Sure, no problem. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a chance to check it until the weekend. Because I got tonight, and then as I said, I'm going to be taking a short business trip. So I don't know how much time I'm going to have, but certainly on Saturday I'll be happy to look at it. Just send me the file and tell me as much as you can about it, and I'll be happy to see if I can pick something off on it.
Okay, shall I send it to the standard net address?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry, what system is it again that you're looking to program in?
Well, Charlie had issued a bunch of frequencies the last time Bush was in town. He issued a whole page full, and I was scribbling as fast as he was talking. So I may have got some of them wrong. I may have grouped some of them incorrectly. I may have mixed and matched trunk with conventional without realizing it. I don't know. But I'm not getting any hits on any but one of them. And any time I get a hit on that one, it's just a little digital noise burst, and then that's it. Now, I have the 996T set up for auto reception on all of them, so it ought to be able to detect whether it's NBFM or whether it's APCO or whatever. So either they're just quiet frequencies or I've done something terribly wrong.
Look at them, and you're using the Butel software?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll look at them. I mean, I can't tell you whether I'm going to be familiar with the frequencies, if they're correct or not, but in terms of programming, in terms of options to the radio, I'll take a look at it for you.
I don't think that's a problem. I don't use dual mode, to be honest with you. I have pretty much everything. If it's not in the trunking system, I just automatically set it to the narrow position. I find that the audio sounds better. I find the PL works much better. And if there is any adjacent channel, you don't hear it. But send it through and I'll take a look at it. WH12CQ.
Thanks very much. WH12CQ.
And another good reason to constantly use narrow FM, especially in the federal and military channels, is that they're mandated by January 1st, 08, so less than a year from now, to be switched over. So some of them already are switched over to the point that they are using narrow FM. So if you have that capability in your scanner, maybe just do it now. And as Bob says, it does sound cleaner. You're tightening up what is the response range for that frequency so that you're not listening to anything that spills off the sides. And as anybody who's heard an FRS radio on a GMRS radio, vice versa, or on your ham rig that tunes in that area, the FRS sounds quieter because it's only 2.5 kilohertz deviation instead of 5 kilohertz deviation. That's what narrow FM is, 2.5 kilohertz. So if you have a scanner that has that capability, may as well just start putting these various channels into narrow FM mode right now. As far as the list that you're talking about, Steve, I don't remember which list I was giving out, except maybe in October when the UN was first opening up. There was a bunch of Department of State security frequencies that I was giving out. Is that the list?
Yeah, that was one of them. There were three altogether.
Okay. What we can do in the short term is, why don't you just email in that list that you have, and I'll identify them, and I'll shoot it out to the rest of the group at the same time, so this way everybody gets the same information together. You know, I can identify which ones I have in my list is what they are or what they're suspected to be. This way we all start off at the same footing.
Okay, we'll do. I'll enter this list. I'll enter this email and type it out right now.
Good, Rob.
Yeah, I have those three frequencies handy if you want me to read them off.
There's a lot more than three. There's about 40.
Well, the State Department that Charlie gave out, there were three, but then he also gave out a whole bunch of other frequencies because of all the visiting going on at the UN at that time. Am I correct, Charlie?
Well, it turns out there's more than three, and just looking at the part of the spreadsheet I have in front of me, I've got five or six alone in the first few megahertz of that 400 band. So I think what's best is we just clean up the list that Steve has, since it seems to be so many frequencies, and identify which ones are which, and shoot it out to everybody.
Hey, okay, you send it out via email, you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll use the email list. So everybody who's subscribed to the email list will get a copy of this.
Okay, Charlie, let me get your email so I could send you my cell phone. Go ahead.
Not my personal email? N2NLV at nyc-racies.org.
So N2NLV, Racies?
At nyc-races.org. Anything for this net goes to the Yahoo account. But everything else, you can send me on that one.
That net?
I never get any responses back from you. That's not the address. That's the user.
Charlie, it was that.net?
Well, n20b at n20b.net is what I had been using for a lot of the scanner frequency stuff. If there's anything specifically for this net, send it to the Yahoo account.
Okay, I'm clear.
Well, this way we don't have everything just piling up in one account. You know, this way we can keep things separated out and makes it easy to find. Okay, let's see. Next one up on the list is is Justin, KC2GIK, N210V.
Hell, a lot of power. I don't know what, but they Found in the FCC database, I have no qualms sharing the information. I know there are some people out there who are listening to this net that have information they like to share but don't want to be identified. And we have no problem with that. You'll submit your information by email and just tell us that you want to keep it anonymous, and we'll do that. And we have no problem with sharing the information. And if you want credit for it, we'll give you credit for it. If you don't want credit for it,
We won't. This, this net is and always has been about sharing information that we all can make use of. The stuff is out there. The basic information, the licensing information, is a matter of public record. And we're just helping each other to identify what we are hearing or to locate something that we would like to hear. So whether it's tactical information or new channels, new one for Newark Police Department that just popped up that Bob reported on, we have no problem in sharing with everyone else. So it's personal conscience. If you want to share it, great. If not, no big deal. If you want public record for it, we'll reference who gave it to us. If you want to be anonymous, you can do that too. We won't say where we got it from. Even under threat of being thrown in jail. I don't care. Anyway. Alright, let's see. Time now is 9:41. Let's stand by for additional check-ins, and then we'll continue with the list that we have. Also, if you're not able to get into the repeater, you always check in by email at nydxa@yahoo.com. This is N210B.
Brian, C. N. County, you checked in via email.
Who is that? Brian was checking in?
Yeah, from Union County.
Okay, one of these days we'll get Brian on the air. Okay, anybody else?
N2NOV. AC2LVC, Matt, Hoboken, no traffic, just checking in.
N2NOV. W2DCQ Mobile, good evening, Charlie, no traffic.
Wow, there's a voice in the past. W2DCQ and Matt, KC2LBC. Okay, anybody else?
Hey, Charlie, was a station checking in for stuff before. KC2, Mike Uniform Charlie. I heard him on the Wellington Mega repeater, but he wasn't making the New York repeater. Just check him in for you. Anyone who knows it.
Okay, what was that call again? KC2 what?
I think it was Mike Uniform Charlie. I'm pretty sure.
All right. Do we have a KC2 MUC? You have to use the PL tone to get into this repeater. Use 107.2. Otherwise, the machine won't open up.
Nothing wrong with the site,
not sure. Sorry, a little noisy, Bob.
Nothing heard anymore. That was the original check-ins. I don't hear them now, though.
Okay, fair enough. All right, next one up on the list, WB2SGT. Godspeed.
One second, let me switch way. Oh, good. Okay, two items. How do I know that I signed into NYDXA? And the other item was the freebie paper, AM New York had an ad for GNR music. They advertised a plug-in for your laptop for HDTV. I don't believe it could possibly have contained a tuner.
Sorry about that, guys. Had something going on here. The first question, Pete, you were asking, how do you know you sent email to NYDXA? You want to try that piece again? I didn't understand that.
Yeah, how do I know that I signed in for the NYDXA newsletter?
Well, if you sent an email saying, sign me up, Bob would have responded to you.
Which I did, and you're on the list. Thank you, sir. That answers one question. The other item was the ad in the paper for GNR Music World. It's one of the little stick jobbies there. You plug into the USB, and it shows the Sony 5-ohm coax connector, and it says, you could receive HDTV. I don't believe it. I don't believe that they can get a tuner in that little box. I'm still searching on GNR. I can't find it right now. I just discovered 500 shares of a stock from 1929, and I'm hoping I hit bingo.
Yeah, I'm sure. let's see. I noticed they have an HDTV tuner box that uses a USB connector, but not a stick. That's a new one on me.
I'm familiar enough with the RF devices. I just can't believe it could be something you could stick in your pocket. I think they made an error. I think it's a converter for HDTV video format, but that's tomorrow project. I'm working on a stock right now. The company's still in business.
Okay, I found it. $119. Pinnacle Systems PCTV HD Pro Stick TV Tuner. Has USB on one side and an F5975 ohm connector on the other.
Darn, Charles, you're good.
Yeah, repeat after me, Google.
Is it what it is, or is it not what it is?
Well, let's see, what does it say here? Watch television on your PC, ATSC antenna and tuner for digital HD reception, ATSC tuner for analog, standard SDTV, USB connector, and a remote control. DVR functionality. The first ultra-compact USB 2.0 power source in a stick form. So you can do analog and digital, it says. And I guess the software allows it to be a PVR as well.
A tomorrow project.
What was that?
Wait, it's a tomorrow project. I want a new radio first. Thank you, Charles, for your prompt response, WB2SGT.
Okay, according to this, you can record shows in the destination file format of your choice. For example, Apple iPod, Sony PSP, DivX, and more. So, a combination of the stick and the software. Interesting idea for $120.
Well, PC Magazine just did a thing with a $99 for a card for your computer, and you should buy the software. Hey, we're getting there. Date's coming soon. I mean, I'm so old, I didn't even know the novice license was eliminated.
Yeah, 7 years ago. Oh well. And there's always new things coming up, Pete, don't worry about it. Okay, let's see, next one up, I guess that's it. So let's check in with the email before we start to wrap things up. Bob, anything new in the email?
Nothing, Charlie.
Sorry, you cut yourself off, Bob.
I'm sorry, I said nothing new on the email.
Okay. Any additional check-ins or comments before we wrap it up tonight?
What's Mr. Bush saying?
I don't know, I'll probably hear about it on Nightline.
BBC for me.
One thing I don't do, Ralph, is get bogged down by the common media. Get my stuff from different sources, but I'm not going to obsess about it either. If it's really that important, somebody will tell me. If it's not that important, why waste the time?
Roger. I sent you an email. I hope you got it. I have my phone there, so call me anytime, okay?
Okay. I'll check it in a little while, Ralph. I'm sure it came through. Okay, for those who've heard us talk about the SW Log program, I don't know if I touched on this last week, but I went to do an update. You know, periodically I check for updates. This time around, it said that there was a whole new download for it, and it turns out they're no longer using the what's known as the Jet Access database structure. Basically, the if any of you have used the Microsoft Access program, the relational database and the files and tables, what they've done was gone over to .NET and SQL. So it's a whole new download series to pull the stuff in. You have to have certain programs and files already on your machine. Now, for those who are upgrading, depending upon what operating system you have or what else you have running on the machine, you may need to pull in some other files to make it work right. If you have one of the newer operating systems like XP and you're starting off fresh, don't worry about it. You'll be ready to go. So when you do get the program, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised because it has a lot of good features in it and very easy to use. And he laid out things or put into the menu structure in a way that it makes sense. You can easily find things. You can find databases. You can find reception reports that you can pull right out of the log. You hear something, you put in the log, you put in the frequency and time, and it gives you a choice of what stations there are. You pick which one it is. You put in your notes, what your signal readings are, and then you go to create a reception report. You can, all built within the program. There are lots of neat features like the maximum usable frequency, the propagation prediction portion of it. Once you're connected to the internet, it'll go out and get the latest solar flux data and the A index and the K index, and it'll work out all the math for you. And you say, here's where I am, this is where I want to listen to or I want to talk to, and actually plot the maximum usable frequency, the lowest usable frequency. And at some weird times, you'll even see where the two cross each other, where the D-layer absorption is so much that the sunspots aren't going to help you. Interesting phenomenon when you see it. That's SWLog. They have a group on Yahoo, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Charlie, is this a free download, and what's the website?
Okay, the website is www.shortwavelog.com, and the latest version is version 5. And they also have a Yahoo group where there's a discussion that's going back and forth about it. But you can get everything off of the shortwavelog.com website. It has support in other languages besides English. So you can get German, Italian, Norwegian, Russian, Portuguese, Spanish, Swedish. I'm sure if you ask about other things, they'll even include that. You can even share your logbook with other people who have this software, so you can trade the files back and forth. It's a neat little thing.
That's good, because I'm getting back into my show with listening. In fact, I think I got Russia back there in the background. And I was looking into something like that. Now, actually, is this a free download, or is there a price for it?
No, totally free. The software started off in the old DOS days of the early 90s. And just keeps upgrading it step by step. It's done a very good job with it. It's slick. You can pull in information from multiple websites around the world for various things, from FCC information to DRM schedules, Canadian amateur radio listings, long-wave broadcast beacons, ILG, HFCC, primetime shortwave, all sorts of different things. You can put your own stuff in there. You can make custom listings of your own and include it. AM broadcast stations not only here, but in Europe or Africa. Or, you know, whatever you want to keep in there, you can. Make it as big or as small as you want. And being free software, well, it can't be that. And it is recognized by many different database suppliers in the hobby. The software can also control your receiver if you have one that can be computer controlled. For example, the AOR 7030, Drake R8A, ICOM PCR 100, 1000, 1500, Flux Radio series, the SDR 1000, Japan Radio, all their series, the NRD 525, 535, Kenwood 5000, the low HF series, Pentec, YACU FRG 100, 817, 920, 990, 9000. Tons of different stuff in there.
Okay, Charlie, I thank you for that information.